We are continuing our candidate interviews this morning. As a matter of fact, we have Lynette Brown in the studio. She is running for a seat on the Mexico School Board. I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you in here. You are seeking a two-year term, as
correct.
I understand it.
Yes.
You'll be running unopposed for this two-year term, but we still want to talk to you and find out a little bit about yourself and your connection to Mexico. We'll just start off there.
Well, me and my husband, Andre, we moved here 21 years ago. We've had two kids that went through the Mexico School District. He is a pastor at Consuming Fire Ministry, so we're already doing a lot of stuff, too, in the community there. We have 8 grandchildren and 4 in the Mexico School District. So we moved here to do music ministry at a small church here. And then when things didn't work out as planned there, God moved us to a different church. And we just, enjoyed being here in the community.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about why you would like to serve on the Mexico Board of Education, if you will.
I had kids in the school district. I have grandkids in the school district now, friends and coworkers with kids in school. Excuse me. My whole goal is just to help try to build that bridge. We want to make sure that our community is heard. We want our kids to be heard. We need our teachers heard and our administration. And I think that everybody needs to make sure they have support. And we're all working together. Everybody that's on the school board or want to run for the school board, it's because we care about the kids and we care about their future because they are our future.
For sure. What are some of the biggest issues facing the Mexico School District, the Board of Education, going into this election cycle as you see it?
Well, one thing that I see is definitely like test scores. When we heard about the test scores and you see the test scores being down, and I understand COVID, took a lot out of the different schools, and I know every school is dealing with the different issues. But we also have teachers that are there to help bring these kids up where they need to be. I want to give a shout out to my grandson's teacher, Miss Riley, because I tell you, he went up 41 points on his iReady. And I know that couldn't have been done just by him. That was because she cares about the students. So I know that we are low on test scores, but I know that we have teachers that want to be a part of that. We have the free and reduced lunches that's high also, and we're getting ready to go through a major change, at central office. I understand that. But, sometimes change is good.
Absolutely. Tell us some of the positive things that are happening in the Mexico School District. We hear a lot about the negative, but we want to put a focus on the positive here this morning.
Well, definitely the one positive, big positive, is the Tyron Liu. I have dealt with Carrie Ferrari in the past, and I think she's an excellent person. I think that whole program is going to just be wonders. We also, with the chamber, with the sustainability project, we have a new director that's going to be coming in there with the sustainability project and stuff like that. I just think it's so many different avenues out there that people may not know about that they really need to be connected and want to be a part of things. We need to make sure that Mexico stays sustainable because, we have a housing issue and stuff like that, but we have people that's trying to get into positions to try to make things better. And I just think that right now we're just going through a change where we have people who want to see Mexico flourish again.
Absolutely. I will ask you too. I ask everybody, are you going to put out yard signs? Will you have a Facebook page? Or how do people find out a little bit more about Lynette Brown if they have questions?
Just talk to your neighbor. No.
They know more about us than what we do.
You better believe it, though. I will probably have a few signs out. Like you say, I'm running unopposed, but I'll probably have some signs out. Different people already know me. I work with PTO. Like I said, we are part of a church, so we do community things there. I'm part of Bright Futures. I really like to be involved in the community. That's always been my goal, is just to be part of the community. But I do have a Facebook page. I will not have like a certain page just for a campaign. But if you need me, I have people who send me messages all the time.
All right. Very good. The Audrain County League of Women Voters always have their candidate form. I think that's going to be towards the end of March, if I'm not mistaken. Will you be attending that?
I will try. That is my son's birthday, so if I'm not there, Kelvin, I'm sorry. I'm going to miss your birthday.
Oh, no.
All right. But we can celebrate it another day. But, yes, I will try to be there at that.
Okay. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck, and we appreciate you coming in here this
morning.
Well,
thank you, Matt. Thanks for having me.